If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm George Massey. Welcome to the George Massey Show. This is my co-host, Juliana Fisher. She is a clairvoyant psychic medium who can see things that we cannot. And I wanted to spend a little time talking about this Diddy and Kim Porter situation because, you know, she passed away pretty mysteriously of pneumonia. And a lot of people feel like since she was in the process of writing a book, you know, it was very interesting that her death happened prior to the book being released because she and Diddy were no longer together and she was there. You know, she saw a lot of things behind the scenes that, you know, it's very possible he may not have wanted you to know. So I wanted you to tell me what you saw when you looked at the photos, when you looked into her life, and especially the end of life, because pneumonia isn't really something that takes people's lives anymore. Right. So I wanted to get your take on how you feel and what you feel when you look at this, because we feel like this isn't what really happened.
So when you sent me the picture from Kim, at first I thought, OK, she was not passed away from pneumonia. My first thought and my first vision was that she was murdered by maybe 5 or 4 guys from the music industry because they was really worried about that she could tell secrets, what she was involved in, what she was know what's going on in the music industry. And they were so worried about that she could tell something what maybe is not good for the guys who was working with Diddy. And so I saw that they murdered her. They give her like a toxic drink. And it should be showing that she passed away in pneumonia and she gets more weak over the days, but I saw that she gave her like a drink and she was getting more weak, like the first day, the second day, the third day, that she's like getting more weak and weaker.
With that being said, that means that somebody had access to her because this was a gradual thing. They were giving her something that made her weaker. So this was people who had access to her home, who had access to her house to give her something like that. Do you think that the people involved all were interested parties? Like they all knew that she had information? Or do you think it was orchestrated by one person and then these people followed through? Do you think it was like one person who wanted her demise? Or do you think that it was a lot of people who felt threatened?
No, I saw it was 4 guys, and I know that they said to Diddy, hey, you should bring her to be quiet, and if you're not, we murdered her. And I think Diddy knew that before, but Diddy was worried about his own music career too, so he did nothing and let her murdered. This is what I...
Oh, okay, so he had the opportunity to try and stop her from writing the book, but you feel... Wow. So in his turn, he did nothing because he felt that secrets about him would also be released. It wasn't just about the men who were worried about what she could say. He also felt that he was being exposed as well, because it's really hard to fathom because he has children with this woman. So it's hard to fathom that somebody could do such a dark thing to someone that mothered your child. But when you tell me, when you look into his eyes, that's what you see. You see such a dark spirit, right?
Right. And the craziest thing was I never knew before that they was married, or I never was like a big fan from Diddy, so I don't know who's Kim Porter. And the interesting thing is that you sent me the picture and I saw that she or that the people around her and around Diddy was afraid that she could tell something from Diddy and about other guys, what she was maybe involved. And I never knew before that she wants to write a book, or she wrote a book again. I never knew that before. And this is interesting for me because that's why I saw that the guys from Diddy was afraid that she could tell secrets in the public in this book.
Oh, yeah, it was that was the main issue. And I think when she said she was going to write the book, I think what really scared everyone was her and Diddy were not really in a good place.
Yeah.
So people knew that, oh, this book is going to expose things that she knew, because being so close to him, having multiple children with him, she knew and saw things that the outside eye would never know. And, you know, a lot of people take secrets to the grave. And I think that that's in turn what happened, unfortunately, with her. And it's just, it's really unfathomable, again, to think that somebody could do this to the mother of their children. But again, when we're looking at the details of the accusations about him, you know, it's beginning to look like this person is very capable of doing such horrific things.
Yeah, that's crazy.